This is Dabu 7, and I'm going to revisit the idea of the ancient structures that are on Crimea, especially in the southern area right around Sevastopol. And it seems like this area is of the highest interest when it comes to talks and it comes to Europe specifically. They don't want to give up this area. Russia has controlled it thoroughly for the past decade. That's when we first talked about this and raised the question, is this the cause of war? Why do they want this so bad? Because as of today, European leaders are rejecting any proposals that give Russia sovereignty over Crimea after all this time. These are the regions that Russia occupies from this war. Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, Kherson, this whole region. They don't seem to be mentioning keeping those areas at all. Russia says, withdraw your troops from here, and then we'll talk. That's where we're at as of today, April 24th, 2025. But they go straight at Crimea. Why? Russia has had a base here, a submarine base here, for a long time. And as mentioned before, there seems to be something underground. We go back to 1999 when this was first discovered, when Vitaly Gok had claimed he had discovered underground structures, up to 30-some structures, many of them in the shape of a pyramid, back in 1999. Him and a team of researchers then went about exploring the area around Sevastopol, and they discovered an entrance that went down into the ground like a shaft. They documented all this stuff. It even led down to a tunnel underneath, and they used different instruments. He specifically designed an instrument that would detect water underground, and this helped them to start to see what was going on in the area. After the research, they stated that they believe there are 7 different large pyramid-type structures in a line that go right through this area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And they say that the one is literally right off the coast, and it's underwater. And in this exact area, the whole town, an ancient town, is underwater. So it aligns with everything that they're saying. The only thing that hasn't been confirmed here is a stamp on it by mainstream archaeologists or the West. This is because they can't get in here to do anything. They're not allowed. Russia won't let them do anything in the region. Now, this guy, Vitalik, he'd spent 30 years in Russia working for the military of the Soviet Union, and then when retired, went about in this area with his research, and this is where they found all these structures. There's another structure that faces the west. They're not sure what it is, underground as well, but there's never been given any green light for any excavations to go down in this region, so it's remained a mystery. Now, this area, and this is what they say it looks like constructed underground. They say that it's so old and seen so many different civilizations come through this area to control it, from the Romans to the Turks, the Greeks, that they estimate this to be tens of thousands of years old, if not in the millions. And that'll boggle people's minds. But these were initial guesses. And it looks like, indeed, something is there. So, with all this talk of peace potentially, the only thing stopping it right now is Crimea. Why? What is so special about Crimea? But when we go digging, when someone literally went digging, what they discovered was underground structures, potentially some of the oldest pyramids on the planet. That's what they're saying. Now, we've seen the pyramids in Bosnia. We've seen them in China, where they literally cover them with trees and try to say they're not there. And if you look this up, just do a quick search. You're going to come back with the results here of Vitaly's research and everything that they were doing back in the early 2000s. But very intriguing this is. I also want to let you know that Crimea, this is in the area. I've mentioned this before and people wanted to know what I was talking about. This is the Chinese rover pick. I'll leave a link to it so you can see. Then in this rover pick, in the background, and I've got it circled so you can see it here, there is a mushroom cloud coming off the planet. This was put out like a decade ago, but still, they were telegraphing an event that's yet to come. A massive event, a massive mushroom cloud coming from where? Well, when you do all the research and zoom in and realize where this is at, all the bodies of water and everything else, it's right there in Ukraine. The Crimea area between Ukraine and Moscow, the exact area of war. Imagine that. What are the odds? As I said before, something seems to be very special down here in this region to the Europeans that they don't want to let go of. And they couldn't even wrestle away or defend these regions up here. Russia swooped in and has them. They want Crimea still. I think this is why the United States and Trump and them are stepping back in a way. They're going to have to fight this on their own, it seems, if they come to the table for peace talks. But major war could still escalate from this, and it raises the question, what is the cause? What is the reason? What is there in Crimea? Join me for the live streams where I break this down further. I'll leave links below. Much love.